Jane Doe and the Cradle of All Worlds, written by Jeremy Lachlan and read by Wendy Boss. Her lantern chases shadows through the dark. Cobwebs tear at her fingertips, spiders flee. She runs a hand over the stone wall of the tunnel and breathes in deep, savoring the damp, the dirt, the unknown. She has missed this. People call her an old relic, but they are fools. Winifred Robin is one of the great adventurers. She may be old, but her story is far from complete. Tonight, something has changed. She intends to find out what and why. Winifred was conducting research down in the catacombs when the quake struck. The ground shook, the scrolls trembled. Candles toppled from the walls, snuffed out. A deep sound rumbled towards her, the echo of breaking stone. But it is not so much what she heard as what she felt moments later that intrigued her. A sinister breath, a breeze. It blows towards her now, making the cobwebs dance. She is close. There is a chasm around the next bend, a long black void so thick with thousand-year dark, even the lantern light shies away from it. Winifred does not consider turning back, not for a second. This is a woman who has defeated armies, cheated death, battled gods. There are only two things she fears in all the worlds. Heights are not one of them. Lantern hooked onto her belt, she climbs around the edge. A rock clatters into the chasm. The darkness takes it. She never hears it land. She swipes away the odd spider as she navigates the wall. Hairy, palm-sized things. The breeze swirls around her from the depths, but she makes it safely to the other side, straightens her crimson cloak, chances a smile. She proceeds with caution now. The island of Bluehaven is riddled with abandoned mines and passages, but this one has sat here in secret for thousands of years, sealed off from the world. Now, on the second anniversary of the Night of All Catastrophes, 2 years since the quakes began, it has opened. She does not believe in coincidence. She knows secrets are kept for a reason. There is a small, rock-hewn chamber at the end of the tunnel. Winifred's lantern splashes golden light upon the walls when she steps inside. She frowns. There are no chasms in here, no spiders. In fact, there is nothing at all. The chamber is empty.